You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got a very special guest on the line right now. It's Radio 1's very own previous director and legend. It's Sean Norling. How are you going, Sean?
Alex, so nice to hear your beautiful voice on the radio. I'm going well, thank you. Thanks for having me along.
Thank you for coming on. I know you've got a very busy schedule at the moment, so I appreciate you taking the time. We are here to talk about some creative workshops that are in the works from Aotearoa. Do you want to walk us through and what's going on with those?
Yeah, so I'm a creative partnerships advisor for the Dunedin City Council. And in my role, I've been helping to organise some creative capability workshops for people, practitioners, organisations involved in community arts projects, essentially. What we do is we get together, we have a kōrero about a bunch of different things. Every workshop is kind of themed with pertinent advice and skills that you might need to kind of navigate the creative universe we live in. So we've got one coming up on Tuesday next week, Tuesday, October 15. That one in particular is angled towards arts funding application writing. It's a mysterious world, that one, knowing how to kind of put an application into whatever pool, be it a local government pool or Create New Zealand or New Zealand On Air or various funds that are kind of kicking around. So we just kind of aim to demystify that a little bit, break down some of those barriers, elucidate on some of the tricks and tips and hacks that we've learned over time to give you the best chance of being successful in your application towards funding pools. Yeah, we've got a couple of guest speakers. We usually have practitioners along to give real life kind of experiences or express the things they've had to kind of do in order to be successful. So on Tuesday next week, we have two locals, Bebe Ryder. She's primarily a ceramicist at the moment. She used to work in textiles, and she's currently the coordinator of Studio 2 down there in South Dunedin. They're working with clients with learning disabilities and members of the neurodiverse community. But they've managed to unlock CNZ organisational funding recently, and she'll be able to kind of speak to that. And the other person on the bill for next Tuesday is Charlotte Parallel. She's currently the broker of the Dunedin Dream Brokerage. They do really cool things. Yes. They essentially hook up artists with spaces, free spaces in town, and run a program of kind of cool pop-up art programs through Otipoti. So those two will be on deck, and the Aotearoa creative advisors, myself and Amy Tawa, will be on deck to kind of answer questions. We'll have some food. It's a really good time.
Awesome. It sounds like you put a lot of hard mahi into this space. And just a couple of questions, just backtracking. So this isn't just because I've, from my own experience, is the only grants I've ever known about have been just for music. So this is not just limited to music.
No, absolutely not. So, I mean, in my capacity at the Dunedin City Council, we dispense a few different funds. We have small project funds, creative community scheme funds, arts funds. The council itself dispenses a bunch of funding around the community projects, you know, all the way through to waste management, things like that. There's New Zealand On Air, of course, and their singles funding and a bunch of things that they do there. But this is a more kind of holistic, community orientated and individual practice, I guess, as well. But yeah, we're kind of dealing with the kind of range of funding available. We're putting it on in conjunction with the Otago Community Trust, who themselves issue some good money into the community to get really cool, vibrant, new, exciting things happening for the people of Otipoti. So we just think, I mean, my mission is to kind of pull as many new people through as possible. I'm always excited by the new, wonderful, weird ideas that people are coming up with, and so it would be foolish of me not to kind of help facilitate workshops that enable young, curious, experimental people through the gate and get them up and running.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm glad that it's got someone like you at the helm to be doing that. And I can't imagine that, because I imagine applying for one grant alone is confusing and stressful enough, but having to go through multiple would be just a hellscape.
Oh, and you know, arts practitioners are dealing with their arts practice and tend to be kind of really deeply embedded in that creative universe, and so the thought of putting down whatever you're doing creatively and having to kind of play that more straight game of putting committing words to paper and reading strategic documents and just navigating the kind of arts funding space in and of itself can be really, really difficult. So these workshops in a lot of way are designed to kind of demystify that a little bit, pass on some really pragmatic tricks, I would say, to get you humming when it comes to putting in an application next time round. Nice. The workshops are free. There's good manaaki on offer. We have we have food in the middle, and it's a really good chance to meet up with like minds and just discuss your project and learn from one another. A really great networking opportunity. So I wholeheartedly encourage anyone that's even 1% curious about that world to get along and check it out.
Yeah, experience hands guiding the way is always the best way to do it. And
yeah,
it sounds like you've got it well and truly sorted.
Yeah.
I know that you are very busy, Sean, so I will let you go soon. But just before I do, whereabouts can people attend the workshop?
Well, like I say, it's happening next Tuesday, 15th of October. It's happening at Petri Dish on 8 Stafford Street, and all of our workshops this year are happening there. There's some more happening in November, but the best way to get yourself a seat would be to head along to the Aratoi Instagram page. The handle there is Aratoi Otipoti, one word. And in our link tree on our Instagram, there's a link through to the Humanitix site where you just want to jump onto Aratoi's link tree, click on the creative capabilities link in there, and RSVP your spot so we know you're coming along and we can work out if you have any dietary requirements or access requirements, things like that. So just sign up for free, come along, get fed, have a chat, learn some stuff. Easy peasy. Next Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Petri Dish.
Perfect. And untangle the world of arts funding. Too
Let's
good.
Do it.
Thank you so much, Sean, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Got much planned for the rest of your sunny Saturday?
Mate, it's sunny out there, so I'm going to head outside, do some gardening, fly around a bit, just relax.
Nice. Very glad to hear it. All right. Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate it. And let's catch up soon, yeah?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Perfect.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Have a good rest of your day. Later.
You too.
That was Sean Norling, one of the best men I've ever met in my entire life. So yes, head on down to the creative workshop on the Saturday, the 15th of October. Saturday today. go and check that out, and don't forget to register at Humanitix for that. All right, let's get some pearly.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.